As long as there have been people on this planet, there have been coupling, there's been dating, and there has been people telling others how to do it properly. So, here is a collection of historical tips on how to score that beautiful man or woman that you've got your eye on.
You find the right music?
Yeah.
Okay, that works. Are we going to go like 10 down to 1, or are we doing 1 to 10?
I mean, we're probably not going to do all 10. That's why I didn't say a number.
Oh, okay. But there are 10, and they're all pretty amazing.
Yeah, so we date back to 1938 with this one.
Mademoiselle Magazine.
Yes. Get your mom to send flowers to you.
Oh, okay.
Meaning, before your date, and it seems redundant, wouldn't your date bring you flowers?
Yes, a lot of times they did that typically, yes.
Listen, girl opens door, sees date, already has bunch of flowers on the table. Who gave those to her?
Is she seeing another guy?
Right!
Uh-huh.
Surely he'll decide to make sure he brings his A game.
Right, to beat his non-existent rival.
A.K.A. Mom. Yeah, so there you go.
So we're starting off with trickery?
Yes.
Great idea, Mademoiselle.
Also, same piece, Mademoiselle recommended women turn off their lights at night, even when they're home.
Oh.
That way, their suitors will think they're out on a date, when in reality, they're just sitting alone in darkness.
Okay, this is great to start off with.
That's what I'm saying.
They're onto something.
This is dating advice from the past, where some of it may seem silly now to us.
Yeah, number two, be rich. Seems a bit unromantic. But money talks in dating. For the last couple hundred years, one of the most common bits of dating advice given to young bachelors is simply to have money.
Yeah, all you gotta do?
Yeah, you don't need to be stinking filthy rich, but you better have enough dough to ensure the lady never has to pay for anything.
Yeah, all you have to do is be rich. That's
just
all,
be
guys.
Rich.
Yeah. What, you didn't win the marathon? Just run faster. That's all you gotta do.
Exactly. Here's another really good tip. Date women with big heads.
Yes.
The Marriage Guide for Young Men was written in 1883 by an American Methodist minister. In it, he gave multiple tips for young Victorian ladies and gents alike. For guys, he said they should look for women with large, bulbous heads.
Why is this?
Apparently having a ginormous noggin indicates the lady is full of pluck.
What does that mean?
Well sexed.
Well sexed?
I guess, does that mean experience? Like the tires have been kicked? I don't understand.
The tires have been kicked. Wait a minute.
She got some miles on her?
Does the phrase well sexed?
Or full of pluck? That's really the one. Full of pluck. What does that mean? I feel like she's got mileage.
Wow. It's.
Are we on the right track? Is that what that means?
It's slang.
Okay.
It's slang.
All righty then.
All right, good.
Thank you, Minister George W. Hudson.
All right. We got to get to some that involve cheese on the way.
And underwear.
And underwear, and then crime. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so more of dating tips from yesteryear. So, yeah, we're trying to navigate life. You're trying to find that special someone. You're trying to date. You wonder why things aren't going so well for you. Maybe you're listening to the wrong advice. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX.
Maybe we should go back.
Yeah, so this is dating advice from the past. We've already taken a look at dating advice from the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
What about dating advice from the, like, World War I era?
Ooh.
So back in 1917, the good Dr. William Robinson's wrote the book Women, Her Sex and Love Life. The book was shockingly frank in its discussions, but it also revealed the secret, and that is wear expensive and pink underwear.
Oh, that's all it takes?
That's all it takes.
And then you're going to find everlasting love.
Everlasting love.
In 1917, that's what we
1917,
we
wear yes. pink and expensive underwear, which, by the way, back then, maybe pink underwear wasn't as common as it is today.
Maybe.
Maybe it was all just white and black back then.
Yes.
And there were, it was rare to get colors, so maybe the pink showed off a little bit more of your flirty side, ladies.
Okay. Now, listen, we already went back to 1883, thanks to Minister George W. Hudson, who suggested you date women with big heads and learned a new phrase as to why. There is some more advice from Minister Hudson. Don't marry into a criminal family. Now, this was in the same book that advised men to look for bulbous-headed women.
Right, because they're well-sexed and full of pluck.
Exactly. Don't marry a criminal's relative.
Okay.
After all, when the cops inevitably show up at your home asking where the fugitive is, your dearest may prove unwilling to cooperate with the police, and will certainly put a strain on your relationship.
Oh, no!
Yes!
Oh, no!
Yes! Now, this is based on Hudson's own experience.
See, better. This is great because it's real life advice.
Exactly. Don't
real
learn
life.
From, you need to learn from his mistakes.
Advice. Listen, this is dating advice from the past.
Mm-hmm.
Does it apply to today? Maybe.
Uh-huh.
Another piece of advice. Cry in a corner. If you are not getting the attention you want, then go cry alone in a corner.
Who wrote this advice. Who wrote this advice?
Dave McHunk.
His name's McHunk?
Yep. If your partner doesn't respond, it's time to bring out the big guns and go get a sunburn.
Oh!
Or tell your partner, single men are twice as likely to die as married ones.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's from the 1958 article in McCall's magazine, 129 Ways to Get a Husband. That sounds legit, right?
And now, honorable mention, give her cheese.
Give her cheese.
Yeah, it's been making rounds as a popular meme, but it's a line from a book that reads, you may fascinate a woman by giving her a piece of cheese.
A piece of cheese.
Now listen, this is from a book from 1971.
Okay.
And it's not necessarily dating advice per se.
Mm.
It's part of a spell from the complete book of magic and witchcraft.
Oh, that'll work.
So, randomly handing a woman a chunk of cheese will probably get her attention.
It's like a love potion, almost.
Maybe. And I know that there are several cheese lovers.
Yeah.
But these are all great starting points.
Okay.
For
and
love.
Also, just a couple more. We'll hit it and quit it. This is from medieval times. Joust in a tournament.
Sure.
And win. I mean, that's the key factor there. You got to win that one, too. And then finally, the final piece of advice, just don't fall in love. Just don't. I mean, all this advice is how to fall in love, and then they end with just don't. Don't fall in love.
Don't fall in love because they want you to court when you're young.
Exactly.
Don't fall in love. Keep your heart open for the right one when you get older and it's time.
Well, this is according to the 1793 book, The Young Lady's Pocket Library.
There you go.
If you find yourself falling in love, terminate your courtship immediately. And never see him again.
All right. Hopefully you've taken notes. Hopefully it works for you. Godspeed.
Love advice,
dating advice from yesteryear.
Wear pink underwear and give her cheese.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.